College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey, this is Sean Wattman, and I'm here with Dante. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Sean.
So I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. I've heard that you're in the photography club. You want to tell me about it a little bit?
Yes. So right now, I'm the co-vice president of photography club with Hannah. The club, I started the club back up before COVID, and then during COVID, it kind of died down a little bit because we were online, obviously. But Now we're kind of getting things started back up. It's a really interesting, fun club. A lot of various skill levels of individuals join the club. Everyone from people who've never picked up a camera before to people who, you know, pretty much professionals. Nice. Tomorrow we have the headshots, business headshots that we're doing in Sykes, $2. So hopefully we get a lot of people come out for that and, you know, promote the club, get some funding so we can go on some trips and things next semester.
It's awesome. It's awesome. So how is it going so far? Like, what's been going on with the photography club?
So right now we're doing like a lot of trips outside downtown. We've done some shoots for various clubs and like organizations on campus. Just yesterday I was photographing the men's rugby team, and we done some shoots for like libraries, writing center, and other organizations on campus. So we're trying to just get ourselves out there, get as many organizations involved as possible with the club. And yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. And I know, like, you mentioned that photography is like one of your biggest hobbies, but mm-hmm. name other ones.
So outside of photography, one of my main interests is probably just like environmental health things. That's my major. I got my bachelor's in environmental health, graduated during COVID, so that was fun. And now I'm back for my master's program in environmental health, the MPH program. Most of my interest in that realm is like occupational health and safety, industrial hygiene stuff. Most people don't have a clue about what that is, but that's okay. I love it. It's very interesting to me. So, yeah.
Awesome. And you mentioned you were possibly thinking of getting like a PhD.
Yes. So hopefully once I finish this master's program up, I'm going to be doing my internship in the spring with Penn Medicine at Chester County Hospital. And then after I kind of get some experience with that, I'll decide, you know, do I want to just go do my PhD right after this and, you know, stay in that academic mindset, or take a break and, you know, branch out into the workforce and get some real life experience. I'm still deciding, but, you know, hopefully that real life training will help me decide.
That's awesome. So I know, like, this question's asked by so many people, but, like, where do you see yourself in 20 years?
20 years, that's a good question. So in 20 years, I hope to either be working in a environmental health and safety department at some hospital, or maybe a professor at some university. So yeah, that's nice. Kind of where the PhD comes into place. If I want to be a professor, I gotta go get the PhD. If I want to just be working at a hospital, hey, I'm chilling at right now. So I don't know. Well, it's kind of up in the air, but I guess, you know, go where the path takes me.
Yeah, that's awesome. So obviously, like, you've experienced college, like, during the pandemic, before it, after. How's that been going? Like, what's been going on with that?
So I can tell you, and I don't think I am the only one who thinks this, but online school is not for me.
totally agree.
Yeah, it was very boring, very isolating, and very difficult to stay focused. You know, the first semester when we transitioned from that in-person to online, it was okay. It was a little bit of a, you know, bump in the road. But then, you know, doing the entire year online, by the end of it, I was like, I am so done with this. If we do not go online by next semester, I am just going to.
So yeah. What did that look like for the photography club?
So when we were online, I wasn't really part. I was just focusing on my MPH program because I started that during COVID. So Hannah was the president during the whole COVID thing, and she was doing some stuff, you know, trying to get people involved as much as she could with the distance learning and everything. But there wasn't too much going on with the club. So now that we're back in person, you know, it's really difficult. Photography is really a social thing where you need to be in person. You can only do so much distanced. So now that we're in person, we're kind of really picking everything back up again.
Yeah, absolutely. So on a more positive note, what got you into photography? Like any inspiration or...
Yeah, so when I was younger, my parents bought me my first DSLR camera. And like From there, I took a few courses, you know, over the summer in photography and everything. And I got interested in it from a pretty young age. But I kind of took a break in, like, middle school, high school. I picked it up back in high school, and I kind of got really into it again. I pretty much self-taught. I took a few classes in high school, took a few classes over the summer, but I even took a course here at the university, the photography course. But most of my knowledge in photography is self-taught through YouTube videos and things like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I want to take it to another direction now. So through all of this that you've went through, like, do you have any advice for, like, underclassmen and, like, getting through college and whatnot?
Yes. So my advice to those underclassmen would probably be get involved as much as possible. I'm probably not the first person to say that. I definitely know I'm probably not the first person to say that, but it's very important to get involved as an undergrad. You meet a lot of new people. You make a lot of connections, which will really help you in your future careers. No matter what these connections are, they're always good connections to make. I would say don't stress too much about the grades. Obviously, grades are important, but make sure that you get the bigger picture and you actually like understand what it is you're learning. I think that's one of the most difficult things about college is you go, you study for a test, and then 2 days later you forget about it. So that's okay, but make sure that you like kind of understand that the end goal is to like learn. So even if you don't get an A on the test, if you understood the material and you can apply what you learned to your future, then that's really what matters.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, like, you know, I think it's really hard because as a freshman, this year, it's you know, it's, like, especially coming from a pandemic, like, mm-hmm. I don't even know, like...
Yeah.
Do you live on campus currently, or...?
No, so right now I'm a commuter, but while I was an... undergrad, I lived on campus all 4 years, so I have the experience of living on campus. I would say that as a commuter, it's a lot more difficult. I mean, I have the luxury of like knowing people from when I was in undergrad, so I kind of already have these connections. But commuters, I think, have a very difficult time meeting people because they don't stay on campus on the weekends and everything.
That's true.
So I definitely would recommend they get involved in clubs even more so than the people that live on campus, but yeah.
So you've mentioned that you lived on campus in the past.
Yeah.
So where'd you live?
I lived in, okay, my freshman year, I lived in Brandywine Hall, and then the other 3 years I lived in Commonwealth Hall.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And how'd you like that?
It was good. Commonwealth Hall... I honestly didn't spend much time in my dorm. I was in the library most of the time. So yeah, but I mean, the good dorms. Yeah,
nice.
Not much to say.
And obviously you had the meal plan, so you went to places like Lawrence.
Yes.
So what'd you think about that?
Well, Lawrence, you know, luckily for you, Sean, they are replacing the diner car with the nice
they
new
are,
diner
yes.
car. Yeah, you got the luxury of that. Lawrence definitely needed an upgrade, I can say that much. But, yeah, I think for the freshmen coming in, the new science and engineering building and all the changes they're making to campus is definitely for the better.
Yeah.
And the incoming freshmen are definitely better off than our freshman class was. And, that's to be expected. That's hopefully the way it is.
So do you like the changes on campus? What do you think about that?
Yeah, my classes, I used to be when my classes were on South Campus in the, what was that building called? The South Campus building. yeah. But now all my classes are in the new science and engineering building, and it's so nice. I love being on South Campus with everyone else, and it's just so much nicer.
Than being in North Campus?
Yeah.
Really?
Wait. I'm sorry. Oh, God. That was a big mistake. South Campus was not nice. North Campus is so much nicer.
Oh, I thought. Miscommunication.
Yeah, no, that was my fault. Yeah,
okay.
I'll overlay that.
It's okay.
So, South Campus, that building was not so great.
Okay.
The nice new building that they're building on North Campus is much nicer, and it's great being with all the other, colleges on this campus.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So before you came to Westchester, were you looking at other schools, or why did you pick this school specifically?
I picked this school because it was inexpensive, and they had the program that I wanted. Environmental health, there's not many universities that offer an environmental health program. So this was one of the only schools around here that did. So I was a big influencer on why I picked Westchester. But, it's a nice campus. It's a good-sized campus. It's expanding. I'm glad I picked Westchester.
Nice. So you mentioned environmental science many, many times.
Yeah.
Now, as someone who I have no idea what that is,
yeah.
Do you want to explain what that is more into detail?
Yes. So environmental health there's many different aspects to environmental health. It can be anything from doing air quality and water quality sampling for, environmental pollutants and air pollutants, all the way from what I'm more interested in, which is the occupational health and safety and industrial hygiene stuff, which is looking at, workplace exposure to people, not necessarily environmental exposure to animals and, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, it's all important. Yeah, so industrial hygiene is, if you think about someone that doesn't know anything about industrial hygiene, think about someone who's working in a laboratory and they're exposed to chemicals all day. What's going to happen to them in 20 years?
Yeah.
And it's kind of our job to figure out, is their exposure dangerous? Are there ways we can reduce their exposure? Things like that. And it's not limited to the laboratory setting, but that's probably the thing where most people kind of would understand where that's coming from.
So with this and your big interest with photography, are you thinking of possibly combining the two?
So there's not a lot of overlay with, I suppose there could be, but not really, no. I'm trying to keep photography as a hobby, something I enjoy doing and not making it my job. And then, my job being in something involving industrial hygiene, occupational safety, still something I'm interested in, but, keeping these two things separate, I think, is important.
Awesome. So is there anything else you'd like to share with us, or?
Let's see. Anything else I would like to share? No, I would just say, to all of the underclassmen, enjoy your time at Westchester. Yeah, I can tell you that it can change, and you can really miss the time that you have.
Yeah.
So appreciate it while it lasts, and make the most of it, but do it safely and responsibly, of course.
Thank you for coming today. We really appreciate it, and yeah.
All right, thank you for having me.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.